This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
That's a great addition. By the way, he's great at it. He really is. He does. I mean, you have no idea if he's going to Hannibal Lecter. Music's going to break out. I'm going to send the military after you if you didn't vote for me. But then he'll come back to his original point, which may have nothing to do with the question he's asked. But it's the weave. It is the weave. Just brief comments in the last show. I mean, honestly, it just should say, Adam and Jordana, we hate children. I mean, even Carter is admitting it about Jordana, but he's avoiding his own child hating. I don't know why I had kids. And I spent too much money on them. Jordana, now admitting Harrigan, she's on some Instagram site where young kids, children, toddlers are getting hurt, and she's laughing about it. Laughing about it. Then also, help me on this one. I heard Jordana say, some people bring a scale when they travel. I'm saying there's not a single person on the planet who brings a scale when they travel. Because they're worried about, you know, how much the your baggage weighs. If it's over that magic 50-pound mark. I got one way for your bag to weigh more. Bring a scale. I mean, have you ever heard of this before?
No, this is one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard. As if your bag weighs 51 pounds, you're going to take out the designer jeans and say, well, these stay because I got a tchotchke here for Aunt Mildred.
Yes. A scale. Are you with me? Not a single individual who's ever traveled has brought a scale.
Perhaps the inventor of the scale did, as he was bringing it around, trying to sell the scales.
That's it. That's no one else. We almost should call it. No one brings a scale. I mean, that's what happens when you watch toddlers get hurt all day.
Okay? Well, between that comment and Adam basically comparing his comedy as Christopher Columbus to Jerry Seinfeld during the Winging It Wednesday, I mean, that show is all over the map today.
Yes, you know. Jerry and I have similar skills.
What's the deal with Christopher Columbus?
America to the media, you're dead to us. Lose our number. And it's not coming back, but there's another poll out about America's trust in the media. 31% express a great deal or a fair amount of confidence in the media to report the news. For the third consecutive year, U.S. adults don't trust the media at 36%. And 31% Not very much. So let's just add to that. Like, let's just combine those, because not trusting it and not very much, it's about the same thing. So that's about 65%. This shows you where we were at. In 1972, they first asked it. They've measured it most years since 1977. The first readings in the 70s, trust range, upper 60s, lower 70s. So it's basically, it's cut more than half of those folks who trust the media. Currently, and this shows the political divide, 54% of Democrats, 27% of independents, and 12% of Republicans said they have a great deal or fair amount of trust in the media. I don't think it's coming back, Eric. I don't see a scenario at all where we would ever even come close to where it was in the 70s. Do you agree?
Yes, but I also think a lot of the people saying they don't trust the media.
Your cold's getting worse, isn't it?
It's actually getting better. I just got a little something in my throat right now. Excuse me.
Oh, okay. I got it. I'm
trying to get rid of it, but I think a lot of people that respond are probably a little bit full of it, because they're saying they don't trust the media, but they still watch it. They still read it.
They consume it.
Yes.
Yep. Okay, let's do this. Let's pause. Do you think trust in the media, which is in the low 30 percentile, is ever going to jump up notably? Again, pointed out from the survey, in the 70s when it started, upper 60s, lower 70s. Not even to there, but it jumps up 10, 15, 20 points percentage-wise. Also, why don't you trust the media? Or why do you trust the media? Because the numbers are atrocious. They're awful. I think there's a lot of generalizing, too. I don't think a lot of people pay enough attention to separate, and I probably don't pay enough attention to their jobs also, to separate an opinion host, a talk show host, versus straight news. Now, some people think the straight news, what's highlighted, what is featured, what stories they go away from, that's a lot of the distrust also. But on the media topic, I don't think it's ever coming back in a significant way. I think we're too divided. You have conversation with people, you feel like sometimes you're living in different countries. And there's so many different options politically where if you want to go to the far left or far right, it's out there. It's your echo chamber. And most people, you know what? They don't move away from it. They don't. Why do you trust the media? Why don't you trust the media? Phone calls and texts encourage. We'd love it. On the stylesfinancial.com talk and text lines, 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life. But that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Simon and Garfunkel? Is that who that is?
You got it.
Thank you. Thank you. Explain, Dave Harrigan, why people should pay close attention to your bumper music theme today.
Because if they can figure out the theme and be the first to call at some point during the show, at any point during the show, they believe they know the bumper theme today. To the StylesFinancial.com talk line, 651-461-9226. They will win a pair of tickets to go see comedian, very funny, and a little blue, comedian Tom Segura at XL Energy Center next April 18th. Two free tickets to the first person that has the bumper theme correct.
A lot of texts coming in on a variety of topics we've discussed, including media distrust. I just don't see a scenario over, I don't know, next 5, 10, 15 years where it's coming back. Early on when it was first asked by Gallup in the 70s, it was right around 70%. Now it's right around 30%. We also talked about bringing a scale on a trip. Jordana mentioned that to Adam. I suggested there's not a soul who brings a scale on a trip. Dave nailed it. Said, well, maybe it's somebody who's advertising the first scale. That was the only person that did it. But here we go. Chad, I have a portable luggage scale. I take it on every trip I go on because I'd like to buy souvenirs. It's the size of a drawer handle. It's not like a weight scale. Does that count as a real scale, Dave Harrigan?
I mean, I guess. I'm just glad it's a portable luggage scale versus the one that, you know, you can't, it's not portable.
Yep.
You got a lot of those around.
On a scale of 1 to 1,000, how dumb is the idea of bringing a scale on a flight?
That's a double scale. I like that.
Yeah. Look up luggage scale. It's a small device that you hang your luggage suspended from to use it. International travelers often have one. Then on the fact that you should be ashamed if you're a parent if you don't take your kids on MEA week. I don't understand this at all. Chad, we take an annual spring break to the Gulf Coast, family five, fish. We admittedly had a hand scale for my fishing carry-on.
I think we're wrong about this.
I think we are. Yes, I bought a scale on Amazon that's no bigger than a king-size Snickers bar.
Wow.
I could go for a Snickers bar right now. Snickers bar is best, Dave Harrigan. Frozen, fridge, or room temp?
Room temp.
Oh, God, you did. I mean, seriously.
No, it's not
who
even
hurt
close.
You? You're right. It's not even close. It's frozen.
Oh, yeah. Break your teeth and not actually get to taste the flavors because it's too cold. That sounds great, Chad. Really. Sign me up.
You lose the flavors when it's frozen?
Yes.
Like ice cream. Hold on a second. Ice cream, you can't, no flavor with ice cream.
Yes, because an ice cream and Snickers bars are the exact same thing.
It's a delectable treat.
All right. Your argument is clownish.
Clowns, overrated. In Chad, we trust. I appreciate that. Follow the science. If the United States got into war, I think more people would start watching and trusting the media. I don't know how long I've been saying this, and it was proven when COVID happened, and proven by this last text, follow the science. We had, I don't know, what is the number now, Dave? 1.3 million people in this country die COVID. When I say that, guess what? We're about to get 15 texts. No, we didn't. No, we didn't. They were about to die anyway.
Exactly.
I'm sure you'd feel great about that if it was you, or if it was your wife or your husband or your child. Hey, you know what? They're health compromised. There was a decent chance they might die anyway. Did the media get COVID right all the time? Absolutely not. Did it live up to the expectations that it was going to stop you from getting COVID? Absolutely not. Were there people who said the wrong things about masks? Absolutely. Are there people who just assumed they wouldn't believe it automatically? Yes. Is there utter nonsense that this was made up to get Trump out? Sure. Yeah, that's why 5 million plus other people died across the country, across the globe, excuse me. But that, Dave, that showed me if, I don't think it's going to happen, but let's say Netanyahu never listens to this country. If Trump wins, he's just going to say, do whatever you want, right? I mean, Trump will offer zero restrictions to Netanyahu. And so let's say Trump wins and Netanyahu goes forcibly at Iran. And also we get brought into it. And there's different reporting. Don't you think the people will have the same divide if it's Trump in the White House, Harris in the White House, the sites they're going to, even during a war? I think we would have an incredible, and I think it's sad, a mistrust of sourcing.
Yeah, we would. And that's, I mean, part of it is just because media is so much different than it was. You know, you look back at the numbers that they cited from the 1970s. Media is an entire different ballgame. You don't just have one person reading the nightly news and a little bit of local news in your newspapers. It's, you know, obviously the cable news boom changed the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
How
yeah.
media has transformed and moved over into social media. And, you know, it's obviously very much more politicized and polarized now, where you have right-wing sources and you have left-wing sources. And that just wasn't the case in 1970s.
More text, 651-461-9226. Liz Collin, Alpha News, horribly biased. Liz Collin and Alpha News are telling part of the story, which they want to emphasize, which they have highlighted, which they believe there is audience for it, like Fox News and numerous conservative outlets out there. Now, separately, yesterday, Katie Blackwell is suing Liz Collin Alpha News, saying they deceptively edited what she said, what she did regarding the fall of Minneapolis. It's an interesting story to watch. But Liz Collin and Alpha, they provide an outlet that a lot of people want to consume. And I would encourage others to not just consume what they believe in already. Fine if you have a healthy dose of skepticism, but don't just go to a site or sites over and over again to just continue to convince yourself, man, I was right on that. Man, I was right all the time. Adam in Robbinsdale. Go ahead, Adam.
Tom Segura, one of us. He's from Minnesota. So, hilarious guy. Got to go see him.
Yes.
So I think, CNN back in the day, other than Crossfire, it was basically just reporting. And then you had Larry King at, you know, prime time. And then when Roger Ailes came, as we know, there was a slant there, and it just got more and more enforced. It used to be Hannity and Combs back in the day, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Not that
right.
Combs was that strong of a Democratic view. But then people started to figure it out a little bit, and the cable news started to turn a little more showy. So then they would trust Tom Brokaw and all that stuff. But then I think the big time where it turned where they didn't even trust in the 5:30 news is the Dan Rather, George Bush thing. That really,
that was a big thing.
The core of people.
Yep.
And then later down the road, the Brian Williams thing was lying mm-hmm. about the helicopter. And mm-hmm. I think then everyone's like, okay, who can we trust? Because before it was like the cable. And really, if you look at the ratings for cable news, not that many people watch it really. I mean,
by the way, Dave Harrigan wants this. Hold on, Adam. Dave Harrigan wants to say something to you. Go ahead, Dave.
I mean, Segura lived in Minneapolis for a time, but he was born in Cincinnati. Fake news.
Mm. Wow.
That's
Can't
how we
trust
do
you
it.
Know, Adam.
That's how we do it. If they had lunch here twice, they're one of us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who says he had lunch twice?
Yeah.
Well, I'll make it used to me.
I would say this. All numbers have dropped, though. Right? Network news numbers.
Right.
Have dropped because there's so many options out there, Adam.
True, but I'm just saying, and also like the Alpha News, the one that Chris Cuomo was on and stuff like that, so those numbers have dropped. But my point more than anything is that people don't even trust the nightly news anymore. You know, and,
thank you, sir. Yeah, Cuomo is on what? News Nation, right? Alpha News is a local outlet. Which has a falling. Now is in the news last 24 hours because of the lawsuit. Let's keep all these topics going. Our friend Rena is just minutes away. Rena Sargentopoulos from Care 11 next on CCO. Rena's here. She's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline like every guest. Other guests coming up today, former Representative Colin Peterson. He's going to join us a little past 1:05. He had an op-ed on EV mandates. We'll also get to some national and local politics with the former representative and Mayor Melvin Carter. What he's saying and what he says he's going to do involving something that the voters might approve regarding child care. So Melvin Carter's at 2:35. Hello, how are you?
Oh, I'm aces. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. Very well. I want you to jump in on some topics we are discussing, because we have a number of good texts on it. First one, have you ever bought a scale when you're on a trip to weigh the bag to make sure it's not too heavy when you're coming back? Let's say you buy some clothes or some trinkets or whatever you might buy.
Buy a scale to weigh your suitcase?
Yeah, you bring a scale on the trip. It seems absurd to me. But a number of people have said they bring a small scale on the trip to weigh their luggage. I've never considered it.
No, not. I have had to take stuff out of one bag and stick it in another because one bag was over and the other bag was under. But No.
Do you agree with the 50-pound limit? I mean, are we really going to alter the plane if it's, 60 pounds? I mean, are we going down if
chance?
It's...
Do you want to take that chance?
I'd like others to take that chance for a while before I take it. I'm really not.
Okay.
I'm not volunteering. Are you?
No, I don't want to take that chance. Whatever they think the weight is, perfect. I want nothing to do with changing that. Flying is scary enough as it is. I don't want to worry that someone shoved bricks in their bag and we're all going down because of it.
I asked Dave Harrigan a very relevant question here. Peak Snickers is one of the three. Which way are you going? Room temp, in the fridge, frozen. Rena Sargentopoulos, I'm assuming you're a patriot. You love life. You must love Snickers. How do you want your Snickers prepared before you consume it?
I will tell you, I've only eaten it one way, and that's at room temperature. So I don't, maybe I don't know what I'm missing, but I ain't breaking a tooth on the Snickers, I can tell you that right now. So fridge is probably not an answer. Or freezer, I mean. Yeah.
What kind of sheltered life have you lived? I mean, you've never
Do you even have to ask this?
Frozen Snickers?
Oh, no.
God. And by the way,
I'm gonna break my teeth.
How feeble are you two? Because he said the same thing. I mean, your teeth just disintegrate? I mean,
apparently.
What are you talking about? Jeez. Hey, Erica, have you lost a lot of teeth having the food that you have to bite into a little bit?
No,
I mean,
because
you just have soup.
I don't eat frozen candy bars, Chad. And then you know what? When I get my my caramel and the Snickers, you know what? I like it a little gooey. I don't want frozen caramel. Come on.
Yeah, what are you, lick it? You lick your Snickers?
That is going to be on a soundbite from now until eternity, including on my phone.
Is that going to be my ringtone when I call you?
Exactly. When you call me, here's what's going to pop up with Quentin. Do you lick your Snickers? And then he'll know by then. It's Rena.
Rena's calling.
So good. Okay. What about this situation where seemingly every Minnesotan who has a kid, according to the state constitution, is now required to fly and travel on MEA week? By the way, it's not weekend because pretty soon it's going to be an entire week. But is this bizarre to you? I cannot believe how many people travel.
It is bizarre to me. People must be made of money, I guess. And this year, my kid has Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday off. Last year, it was just Thursday and Friday. So yeah,
I think most
dad
now
had
are
to
Wednesday.
Take a vacation day today to stay home with our kid.
Yeah, that's another part of it. Like, Dave, are your grandparents, are the kids' grandparents stepping in? What's going on?
Well, the second grader actually does have school today, which surprised
really?
Me. But
whoa,
yeah, the preschooler is off today through Friday. So figure that out.
That's not what I was expecting in that scenario. It's almost like, Rena, it should be included in your job. Of course, you will get Wednesday, Thursday, Friday off from work if it's a conventional Monday through Friday. And by the way, we'll pay for the trip. I mean, take the kids to the French Riviera, wherever you want. Just go ahead. Yeah. Okay,
did
then
you
the
ever
worst.
Travel?
I don't think we ever did. Now, some of it I was tracking the wolves, but I have not been tracking for a number of years. I don't remember one time we flew out an MEA weekend and the kids traveled. It wasn't just, you know, and they didn't go to school Monday with their heads down in shame because they didn't, you know, they didn't travel to Iceland. They were fine.
Yeah, I don't think
how about this
cares. Maybe it's because it's only second grade, but.
Yeah, just wait. Just wait. I mean, we're going to, pretty soon you'll be in Sydney, Australia for 2 days. Okay. We're going to get to a bunch of text here, too. America's trust in media remains at an all-time low. Okay. This is from Gallup. When they first started asking these questions going back 50-some years. 31% express a great deal or a fair amount of confidence in the media to report the news fully, accurately, and fairly. Okay. For the third consecutive year, more U.S. adults have no trust. That's 36%. And another 33%, not very much. So basically 70% of the public surveyed in this Gallup poll saying they don't trust the media. Now, I would say this. I think the business you're in is separate from this in many ways. I would say, and I don't have the surveys in front of me, but I know, Dave, we had them before. I think local news still probably among the media outlets gets the most trust from the media Do you feel like that? And what is your feeling, you know, as a member of the media, when you see these numbers and how low they are for the public trusting the broad media as opposed to kind of isolating the parts of it, which they probably should in this conversation?
I am in no way surprised, And I agree with your argument. I don't think the public necessarily separates it, but I do think local news should be in a separate category. And I always tell people, we live in your community. Our kids go to the same schools. We shop at the same grocery stores. We go to the same churches. We care deeply about this community. We're covering high school sports and city council meetings. Like, we don't all get on a phone call every day and say, hey, what can we do to, you know, make Trump look bad today? It's just, no one tells me what I'm supposed to say. And I just don't think people believe that anymore. And, you know, not to throw any candidates under the bus, but when someone yells fake news enough, I think people start to believe it. And we've gotten to a place in our society where if I'm not telling you what you want to hear, then I'm not telling the truth. And that is just flat out wrong. And it has destroyed journalism, which, by the way, is a career and a profession protected by the Constitution. That's how important it is to this country, and people have dismantled it.
Incredibly well stated. We have too much of that where, and you can passionately want something to happen, believe in it, believe your life would be better, believe the country will be better, but then if someone tells you researched, reported information that a politician has lost, or there's conflicting views in that, instead of saying, okay, let me consume this information, or let me just accept the facts, you're wrong, you're lying, you're part of the problem. There's a lot of that. Let's do this. Let's pause. People can react to any of these topics we've raised with Rena. We'll get to a couple other points. You can check out Rena on a regular basis on Care 11. Excuse me. Reach out anytime you want. StylesFinancial.com talk and text lines 651-461-9226. Rena's here. Former Representative Colin Peterson is going to join us early next hour. He had an interesting op-ed about EVs and mandates. Man, I was a congressman for decades. Definitely a blue dog congressman. Centrist. What does he think about politics right now? So Colin Peterson at 105. We're talking Snickers bars, how Dave and Rena are wrong. We're talking MEA travel, and apparently you honestly should be embarrassed that you're a parent if you don't fly your kids to Hawaii. Apparently that's what we've reached. And then trust in media. Among the texts coming in to the StylesFinancial.com talk and text lines. Again, I'll repeat the number, 651-461-9226. Hi, I trusted local media much more when they weren't owned by large national or international companies. Well, this radio station for decade after decade after decade was owned by CBS. Now we're owned by Odyssey. WCCO TV is obviously owned by CBS. Your company for a long time, Rena, owned by Gannett, a huge company, right?
Yep.
Big, large companies have owned television stations, newspapers, and radio stations for decades. This isn't something that just happened in the last 10, 20 years.
No.
This has been going on for a long time. But as you said, when you're reporting on a story, at no point do you get a mandate from the owner of the company to say, we have to report it this way. And if you don't, you're going to be fired. That doesn't happen with
it
local news. Now,
happen.
Right? Just expand on that.
Well, and, you know, I recently did a speech in front of a group, and I don't like to speak, so I always take questions. And so someone asked me, how often are you told what to say? And they were incredibly surprised that I said not once in my nearly 30 years that I've been doing this have I ever been told how to report something or what to say. And it's not even just on the national level. It's not even like the company that owns us that the CEO would call and say, you know, you need to say X, Y, or Z. No manager has ever told me what I need to say, even at the local level. This was never questioned before. Has the media made mistakes over the years? Absolutely. But dentists have made mistakes. Lawyers have made mistakes. It's not mistake-free. Our goal is to be mistake-free and to have everything accurate. But of course, there are things that slip through the cracks. But I can tell you that I work with some of the most dedicated, loyal, even-handed people, journalists, that I've ever met in my entire life. One of them, Chris Rapsky, is one of the most balanced reporters I have ever met. On either way, it doesn't matter what the conversation is. When he digs in and gets the facts, he will tell you the truth. And it doesn't matter what side it's on. He's able to distinguish when someone does something wrong. He deeply cares about injustices, and he takes it from both sides. And again, people want to hear what they want to hear. It's just simply false to say, if you're not telling me what I want to hear, then you're not telling the truth. And I don't know how to overcome that.
Yeah. No, it's very difficult. Let me react to this text. The news people could help their integrity by just giving us the news, all of it, not just the bits they want and not their opinion. Just tell me what they said, not what you think they meant, just news, not opinion. So this is from Larry. Larry, I appreciate the text. There are different types of the media. And there are a lot of folks who just say, well, here's all media. Well, here's all doctors. Here's all lawyers. The job I have, compared to my friend Rena, is incredibly different. Rena is there as an anchor and as a reporter. She as an anchor to read the news, to know all the stories, to be able to go back and forth with reporters, to go out and to cover story. I'm here in the way I've approached this. I will have news bankers on. I will prep for that with Colin Peterson, a Melvin Carter. That's different than regulars like Rena. Do I also give my opinion? Yes, I do. That is different than Rena. That's different than our news team. And I think, Rena, some people just have a very difficult time separating that and just assuming that what you do is the same as me when they're very, very different, but they're under the same broad umbrella.
Right. And I would argue that cable news networks are just television talk shows. So they're more like what you do than what I do. And I wish people knew that the passionate, ethical conversations that we have in the background here about needing to do things better or how to reflect the people of our audience better, or, hey, if we report this person's name, that could damage their life. So let's not do that yet until we have more facts. I mean, I wish people could understand how deeply we care and how much we talk about it behind the scenes.
Excellent. Have a fabulous day. We'll talk soon.
You too. All right. Bye-bye.
Linda's Construction Time Check. It's time for you to get free installation labor on Minnesota-made Marvin Windows. Dave Aragon, how should people follow us on the Twitter machine?
Should probably go to @ChadHartmanShow on the Twitter machine. It would be a great spot. They could find me at @Dave_Harrigan. I mean, don't forget to sign up for your podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, Apple. We got your podcasts.
We'll do that now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
What?
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.